The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm kind of afraid that they're ruining Deshaun Watson with this bad offensive line, with some of the play calls that put him at risk, and now he's playing like garbage. He continues to make bad decisions. Yeah, at least one a game where he throws the ball and you go, what the hell? If you look at him, he doesn't have that swagger anymore. He looks tentative, and all of those are things that happen when you get your ass kicked physically. For them to be a playoff team, the defense has to play like it has the last 2 weeks, and Watson needs to get back to being Watson, and right now he's not.
This was supposed to be the division that was getting a lot stronger, and
I
now here
so
it is.
Too.
That's what it looked like.
And now it's in the conversation for worst division in the league again. To me, maybe the craziest thing about this Texans team right now is when you look at their schedule now. At Jacksonville is one of their three toughest games left. At Washington and at Philly are the toughest games left on their schedule. There's not a good team on their schedule.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. Happy Monday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. I think we're going to start calling him Luke and Bach Lee. If you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of football, a little baseball in there. Heard some Lance Zierlein with us, and Mondays are pretty sportsy. That's the way the show generally works. For those of you who are new, Monday, Thursday, Friday are usually sportsy days during football season, and we try to have a little fun on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when we can. But there's usually sports going on there too. There'll be Astros tomorrow, so
yeah,
we'll be dealing with that
during our show.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Interrupting our program.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Well, I mean, we'll still be doing our show. It's just, we'll have to keep people updated. We have not had a chance to go, but I'm still getting a lot of questions about hockey games. I'm not playing any tonight, and including not playing the Leafs Kings over six because the Kings play defense. And that number is a little high for me. So no play tonight, but I do have one tomorrow. For sure, I'm playing Dallas, New Jersey over six. Maybe you should hit it now before it gets to 6.5 would be my suggestion.
Thank you.
So there you go. That's your hockey. I have no play on the football game tonight. Just have, you have a live ticket.
I have a money line ticket on the Packers, which
to close out a parlay.
Yeah, by itself gives you no value, so don't play that.
All right, so let's go through the games from yesterday. We obviously talked a lot about Texans, Bills, Falcons. 34, Buccaneers 29. Jameis Winston, pretty decent game, but that's also because the Falcons defense is terrible.
Yeah, the Falcons defense is bad. Well, I don't even want to say they're bad. They're just a mash unit. I mean, they've
well, what they're putting on the field right now is bad. There's no way around it. Yeah.
Yeah, so but their defense is worse, and that was kind of my handicap on the whole game was, Atlanta's losing games because their defense is so bad, but this is one of the few teams they have an advantage against defensively. And even healthy, Tampa's defense is really bad. And they were horrible yesterday. And they gave them a scare at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and actually they actually gave me a scare as far as a cover, too. If you had played the three, luckily I told you I ended up playing the money line, but then they almost blew that
on
the DeSean Jackson play. So it got close at the end, but it really a fun game, just not a lot of defense.
I really enjoyed the Steelers-Bengals game, mainly because I unloaded on the Steelers. So
same. That's the only reason I cared about
it. Needed that touchdown at the end, which actually, and a lot of people were saying, oh,
what, do you have plus one?
I had it Steelers plus one.
Yeah, so you did need a score.
No, actually, I had plus 1.5, so I was good.
So you were good.
I was good, but I wanted them to win outright because I said all week long I didn't need the 1.5.
Yeah.
But, they get it done. The touchdown to Brown in overtime, which was just a perfect play call against the Blitz. And a lot of people were complaining that was a pick play. It probably was. They probably got away with one there.
Yeah.
But, hey.
They would kick a field goal anyway and won.
Yeah. I was good either way with however. Hey, did you see they did make another Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie?
I did see that.
I just saw the advertisement.
But it's not David Fincher. It's like a whole nother thing. I don't know.
That's interesting. All right. Chargers. This is a game I wish I'd bet. Chargers just hammer the Browns.
I did bet this game.
The Browns are who we thought they were. And Chargers are probably better than I gave them credit for. I'll move them up a few spots in my power rankings this week. But 38-14, and they just, Melvin Gordon with a big game. Terrell Williams had a big game. Phillip Rivers had a big game. It just, this one was never really close.
I think Baker Mayfield is starting to realize that the NFL's tough, and being full of energy isn't enough.
Well, and that's the thing that you start worrying about. It's like kind of like what we're talking about with Watson. As he starts getting beaten up and his confidence starts getting shattered a little bit, 22 of 46 is not good. So that concerns me about him moving forward, but we'll see how he responds.
Well, it's 22 of 46 is not good, but this isn't the first time he's had that kind of a problem this year. I mean, he's not, and I'm not saying he's bad. I mean, let's first of all keep in mind that he's a rookie quarterback, which it ain't easy out there being an NFL rookie quarterback. But Baker Mayfield's a 55% passer this season.
Well,
that ain't going to get it done.
Worse than that, but the two interceptions, sacked 5 times. Do you know what his QBR was? There was a little difference in this game between Phillip Rivers' QBR and
Baker Mayfield's.
Phillip Rivers, 87.0, which for QBR is huge, with a 103.5 regular rating.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, 12.7.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, quarterbacks with a lower completion percentage than Baker Mayfield this year. Josh Allen. Tyrod Taylor. End of list.
Interesting. That game was just never really in doubt. Also not really in doubt. Another one I was kind of kicking myself over. I just didn't know how London would affect two West Coast teams.
I didn't either.
Sure didn't affect the Seahawks at all. They took care of business. At what point are we admitting that maybe Gruden should have stayed in the booth?
I mean, it looks bad. It looks bad. And now, granted, Derek Carr gets hurt. Doesn't help him any. But it, just a really ugly performance. He's not in a good spot right now. He's not, because this team is not built to win right now. I don't know what the answer is. And there's going to be more scrutiny on him. Like, we think about how much scrutiny there is on Bill O'Brien. It's worse on John Gruden.
Yeah, although I think he's avoiding a little bit of it because who knows where the hell the team's going to be next year.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of quietly. But and ESPN's not going to rip him because he's their guy.
Yeah. Derek Carr bad yesterday. And like I said, banged up, but not. I mean, you got to be better than that. They couldn't run the ball. Nothing went right for them. Amari Cooper goes out of the game in concussion protocol. It's just a disaster.
You know what's starting to concern me about Carr? This is probably, 3 years in a row now he's been banged up at some part of the season,
yeah.
And it affects what he does. And you start to wonder if you just, the same
and
thing.
It's nice to have a guy who gets banged up and he's tough enough to go out there and keep playing. But at some point it's like, dude, something's wrong with you. Get off the field and let's see what happens.
And Deshaun Watson, too. Brock Osweiler. Brock and roll. They beat the Bears 31-28. Very odd game in that Tannehill got scratched right before.
Yeah.
Brock actually had, you know, you just look at his numbers.
Serviceable day.
28 of 44, 380, three TDs, two picks, which for him is low. 63.7 QBR. And outplayed Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, it's not a bad day for Brock. That's what you, if you put him out there and you tell me that's what you're going to get from him, you take that.
Yeah, you'll say, I take that and hope my team gets it done.
And by the way, what a crazy finish to that game.
Yeah.
Where Kenyon Drake, he fumbles in overtime at the half-yard line, like going into the end zone. And then the Bears miss a field goal to win.
Yeah.
And then the Dolphins come down and kick the field goal. You know who actually looked good yesterday? Frank Gore.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, how's that dude still doing it?
And Bears defense did not look good yesterday.
No, against a banged up offensive line.
Yeah. Vikings beat the Cardinals 27-17. Ran the ball very well. This one was, you know, Cardinals hung around, give them credit, but Vikings took care of business here.
Yeah, Vikings did take care of business. The main concern I have is that Kirk Cousins continues to turn the ball over. He had a fumble and an interception in this game. Otherwise, this should have been a blowout. And he's just not being very careful with the ball. Minnesota. No, but
that's been him. And when he's on and making big plays, you don't notice it as much.
Yeah.
But that's kind of been his career.
Yeah, this game
he's a sexier Jay Cutler is what he is.
This game ended up being a little closer than it should have been because of that. But you know, Minnesota looks like they're starting to get things right a little bit, especially running the ball, considering that they haven't had Dalvin Cook for most of this year. Latavius Murray with a really nice day.
Yeah, and if the Vikings are going to get back to being the Vikings they were last year, it's going to be with their defense and their running game, and then ask Kirk Cousins to win a game or two down the road when you're behind. And you know, I still believe in the Vikings, even though they're only 3-2. Okay, here's two teams. I'm going to quit betting against the Jets, and I'm going to quit betting on the Colts.
Yeah, I've got to quit betting on the Colts, too.
They just don't have enough.
You know what I might bet on the Colts? Team total over. Offensively, they're going to score points. Their offense is right. Even without T.Y. Hilton, they can score. The problem is their defense is just awful. And, you know, if the Jets are running it up on you, you got problems.
Yeah.
And the Jets actually struggle. They had the O'Brien disease where they got close and then would struggle in the red zone, which is why they kicked, like, I want to say they kicked 7 field goals, which tied an NFL record. But, you know, I mean, points are points. And at the end of the day, they had 42. So that'll get it done.
Yeah, didn't help that Luck threw 3 picks. He can't do that if they're going to win it because he's all they got.
And yeah.
If he turns the ball over, then they're not going to win. And even if he doesn't,
once
they're not
or twice,
win.
you can handle from him.
You can handle 1 pick a game.
3,
but 3 is going to put you in trouble. You just can't win that way. All right, we should take a break here, and we'll get back to the remainder of the games.
All right.
So.
All right, Fred, let me tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters. And if you've if you're in the market for a new truck, Gulf or a new Jeep, whatever it is, Gulfgate's got you covered. It's Gulfgate time. Stop on out there Monday through Friday and every Sunday during Ram Power Days. You can lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $339 a month. Plus, during Jeep Adventure Days, lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. And they've got a new service center open twice the vehicles, or they can service twice the vehicles with their certified technicians. It's a massive new service center, and it's beautiful. Guys, Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Make sure you go check them out. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 down due at signing. 2018 or 2019 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, zero due at signing. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Going through all the NFL games from yesterday. And we will catch up with the Redskins beating the Panthers 23-17. Two teams that I really have no clue what they are at this stage of the season.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I don't know that I know anymore after watching them play. Panthers almost came all the way back and took it from them. But I think the Redskins are okay. It's just, maybe the Saints are better than I thought they were, and that's why the Saints just blew their doors off. But, yeah, I don't know what to think about these teams at this point.
Rams beat the Broncos 23-20. I want to thank Wade Phillips for letting Case Keenum get a bunch of garbage yards at the end and a late touchdown to blow the cover and cost me the 5-team pool. But
I tried to warn you against that play.
I honestly feel like I was on the right side of it. It just, you know, I do because I think the Broncos are garbage with Vance Joseph as head coach.
Yeah.
And Todd Gurley had a big game. Jared Goff did not. Didn't really need to, but...
The problem is the Rams are built to give up garbage time points because they're right now they're banged up. Like their secondary's banged up, and Case Keenum had a horrible day and still threw for 320 yards.
Yeah, but he got like 70 on that last drive where they were sitting back in prevent, going, "Oh, we're gonna win, so it doesn't matter."
And you got kind of a ho hum day from Jared Goff.
Actually, he wasn't very good, but Todd Gurley was so good it didn't matter.
Yeah, Todd Gurley was a freak show, and he had 225 yards. Of offense. That's
is that good?
Good.
Is that good for a running back?
Second week in a row, the Broncos have allowed a 200-yard rusher, which is just absurd.
Might want to start streaming fantasy players.
Yeah. Season.
Cowboys pounce on the Jaguars early.
Crazy.
And yeah, that game was never close. And a big game for Dak Prescott running the ball especially. Very efficient throwing the ball. But more importantly, ran the ball for over 80 yards on 11 carries. Zeke Elliott with over 100 yards, and they basically took it to that defense.
And Bortles was horrible.
Yeah.
And there's a theme. When Bortles is bad, the Jaguars can't win. When he's good, they're tough to beat. When he's bad, go.
Well, and the bigger problem is once they got behind, he was not going to be able to bring him back. And again, he doesn't have much in the way of receivers right now, but still, you've got to get something out of him. And he's just... Again, I think he's regressing. It's another guy I think is going backwards. And the Jaguars have enough talent, even beat up, to where they shouldn't be getting beat 40-7 by anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the same thing about the Titans, who lost to the Ravens 21-0 at home. And again, the Ravens defense was terrific. They put all kinds of pressure on Mariota. And, 11 sacks. You don't see that very often. And I got to give the Ravens defense a lot of credit. I still don't trust their offense, but Flacco was good yesterday. And, you know, they're getting enough out of their running backs. Ravens, when they score points, are going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
It's like last week they didn't. But if they put up 21 points in a game, I bet you they're going to win almost all of them here.
I said earlier in the week, I think they are the best defense in the league. They're going to be sort of like the Jags. When Joe Flacco has a good day, good luck beating those guys. I think that's that. You may be looking at sort of a similar team to that, although they're the healthier version
I think Flacco has good games more often than Bortles.
Yeah.
Which...
Well, he's a better quarterback. It's not than Bortles.
Saying, I don't know that. I think they're both garbage, frankly. I think they're both better than average, barely. I'm not even sure Bortles is better than average.
Can you see Bortles ever winning a Super Bowl?
I couldn't really see Flacco doing it, and he went nuts for one stretch.
Yeah.
So, you know, if
do you think Bortles is capable of that?
You know what? Yeah, I think he is. I've seen stretches where he played well enough, and he's had games where you look at that and go, okay, that's why I think he can play. And then you see the other 15 games of the season. He has 3 or 4 a year where you just say, okay, now I'm starting to see what everybody else is. But no, he's not consistent enough. And could I see him going on a Flacco-like run? It's not likely, but I don't think it's impossible. And just they may not make the playoffs at the rate they're going. And then Patriots-Chiefs last night, that was a lot of fun to watch. 43-40, and Yeah. It's funny because when the Chiefs scored to tie it at 40, did you have any doubt how that last drive was going to play
out?
Brady's just going to take him down, run off the clock, kick a field goal game.
I actually thought Gronk was going to break that run.
He almost did, yeah.
So,
kind of underrated for the Patriots, though. Sony Michel's been pretty good for them.
Well, underrated for everybody. Running backs against the Chiefs are pretty good.
Yeah. That Chiefs defense is going to be the problem. I mean, Mahomes threw a couple picks, and they got in a hole early, but they're
never out of a game.
They're never out of a game because, for some reason, teams don't like to cover Tariq Hill. They just kind of let him run past him.
Yeah.
And Mahomes does a good job of getting the ball downfield to him. Hill had a huge game last night, 7 for 142, 3 touchdowns receiving-wise. And Kareem Hunt, also very good, both running and catching the football. But in the end, just a little bit more for the Patriots, who spread the ball around quite a bit. The leading receivers with 5 catches, James White and Josh Gordon. Then Edelman, Hogan, Gronk, Devlin. You know, he spread the ball around quite a bit.
Yep.
And Brady gets it done again. That's kind of a big win because now they're only a game behind the Chiefs. And, you know, that's a battle for home field throughout.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know if anybody else is going to get up there.
I don't know.
You look at the FC, there's the Chiefs, there's the Patriots, and then there's just a mash of teams.
Well, and also, if you look at the Patriots' schedule, I don't know if they're going to lose any more games. Like, this may be...
They usually throw one clunker in, like, at Miami or something where you don't expect them to lose, but... They clearly have their offense where they need it now.
Yeah, their schedule is team-friendly. I mean, Minnesota's still on the schedule, but that's at home, and they're still at Pittsburgh.
But, yeah, they kind of own Pittsburgh, the same way Pittsburgh owns the Bengals.
So, yeah, I don't know. The next few games, Chicago, Buffalo, Green Bay, Tennessee, Jets. It may be a while before we see the Pats lose again.
Yeah, and just looking at the AFC... You have Chiefs 5-1. Your Patriots, Dolphins, Chargers, Bengals, Ravens, all 4-2. Of those, I would say the Chargers and the Ravens are the most intriguing. I don't think anybody thinks the Dolphins can sustain that.
No.
Well, we already talked about the Patriots, but and I don't think Bengals can sustain it either.
I don't either.
And so,
although, you know what? I say that. They'll have Joe Mixon being healthy is a big thing for them. I think Joe Mixon's quietly turning into one of the better running backs in the league.
Yeah, if he stays healthy. That's what you always worry about with running backs. But when you look at the rest of it...
Which, by the way, guess who the Chiefs play next week?
The Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. Expect stream Joe Mixon, if possible. DFS Joe Mixon.
that's at Cincinnati, is that correct?
No, in Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
Not that it matters. Their defense is bad at home and on the road.
They're consistent that way.
Yeah.
But then you have a lot of 3-3 teams, like... Your Jets, you've got the Steelers at 3-2-1. You've got your beloved entire AFC South, not including the Colts. So, yeah, there's not a lot that you look at and say, okay, this, you know, here's your trend, because I don't trust a couple of these 4-2 teams.
Right.
But I damn sure don't know what to make. I don't think the Titans are a playoff team. I don't think but then again, if the Jags keep playing like they're playing and the Texans keep playing like they're playing, somebody's got to win that damn division. I don't know. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We'll try to work in some college football when we come back.
Seems easy enough.
Yeah, and then we'll have a dumbass report, and guess what? We'll be done for
the day.
We'll
be out of here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my computer career. If your job's sucking the life out of you, wake up and do something about it. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math guy. I'm not a math gal or science guy or science gal. They don't care. There's no excuses because it's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Monday. It's cool out there.
Happy Monday, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
My thermometer was broken. The 9 was showing up upside down.
It's very strange.
6-0. It looked like a 6-0 instead of a 9-0.
It's still a 9. This is still Houston.
I think there's a mistake.
I might ask, out of curiosity, do you guys go back and listen to your takes?
I don't go back and listen to the show, but I typically remember them.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then, if there's something that I really liked from a segment perspective, I might go back and listen to it with the wife or something. Because she's too busy at work to listen, but for the most part, no.
I know there's people who do this job who just say things to get people charged up or to you know, cause outrage. The easiest way for me to keep up with all my takes is I only say stuff that I actually believe.
Yeah.
So usually I know what I said.
And
that's why when somebody came at me today and was like, "You said the Texans would be great."
No,
I never said that.
Never said that.
I would have remembered that one.
Yeah. But, you know, every now and then you're going to say things, you're wrong. It just happens, but it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, you try to take each show in context, each segment in context and worry about that. And hopefully people enjoy it. And if they don't, and there are times where people will say, "Oh, you did this," and I'll go back and listen to that and see if I actually did that. And if I did, I try to eliminate it if it's something that I don't like. So, college football wise, well, let's start with the big one: LSU beating Georgia.
Huge win.
They smoked Georgia.
Man,
do we rethink Georgia or do we rethink LSU here?
I think maybe both. I don't know. Do you trust Joe Burrow? Is what it boils down to.
No.
My answer is no. But their resume is fantastic. LSU's a really good team.
If they'd gotten by Florida, it may not matter if they can beat Alabama, which nobody.
If they win out, then they're in the playoff.
They're in, yeah.
They're in a group of teams that if they win out, they're in. I think Texas is in the same boat. You know, but
I think it depends on what else happens with them. But I don't think they're winning out, so I don't think it matters.
But I don't think LSU is either.
LSU still has Alabama. So, and Aggie, don't forget they got Aggie. It's Jimbo Fisher time.
Yeah,
you need to fear the Aggie, AJ. Ohio State crushed Minnesota. Not any real surprise there, other than Haskins is just playing at an amazing level. If Tua's going to have injury problems here, wouldn't mind betting on Haskins to win the Heisman.
You know. I think that's the sort of the question is, are you going to give the Heisman to a guy who doesn't play in fourth quarters and has been banged up throughout the year? When you look at just his stats, you say, yeah, because he's better than everybody. But, I mean, I guess if you wanted to fade him, you could with Haskins. I think Ohio State's going to lose a game, though, so I'm not looking for that.
Bama beat Missouri 39-10, which is their closest game of the year so far.
Was it really?
I think so, yeah.
Well, they covered first half and full game. So
they just keep rolling right along. Yeah, what was the full game number?
28. They won by 29. Oh, they got a safety.
Notre Dame somehow gets by Pitt 19-14.
I mean, that would have changed everything.
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame right now.
Notre Dame
right now is penciled in, and they would have been gone. So, nice job for them to come back and win. I don't know what was going on with Ian Book in this game. Just a really odd game. I tend to think that, I mean, maybe that's their bad game this year, but I don't know. I'm still not 100% sold on Notre Dame. I believe they're properly rated because nobody else around them is better, but I don't think that they're some special team.
Iowa State knocks off West Virginia, which Iowa State beats somebody every year. Third string quarterback now, and they've knocked off Oklahoma State and West Virginia in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, home Iowa State, you don't bet against them.
Yeah, well, and even road last week, they went in and beat those guys at OSU.
Yeah, but OSU now looks like they suck.
Yeah, I think you can stick a fork in them. Game of the day, and also a big win for Team Blitz. Oregon 30-27 over Washington.
Thank goodness,
man.
Oh, man.
I was
so bummed when the Washington kicker missed the field goal at the end of regulation to win the game because they would have won by three.
Yeah.
Which would have been a big victory for me.
Yep.
Although I do have an Oregon plus 200 national championship ticket. Okay. So, I mean, I guess that's still alive. But Oregon goes on and wins.
I had it at 3.5. So, like, once Washington goes up, I'm like, just no pick six.
That's all I need.
And then they won the game outright. So, good for them. Michigan State, who I think a lot of people were ready to write off.
A lot of people did write off.
All right, me too. We all did. I'll go back and check that tape. But, yeah. They go in and beat Penn State at Penn State.
I didn't see this coming, but I think this maybe says more about what Penn State is than what Michigan State is. Penn State's just kind of been fraudulent all year long, and now it's official.
Texas beats Baylor 23-17, and of course they do not cover.
They do not cover, and Baylor gave
of course
them
they
help.
Got Ellinger hurt.
Yeah,
early.
Backup quarterback. Yeah. But he, I mean
Bouchel's not
fine.
He's not your average backup quarterback. The guy's played a lot. So.
Yeah.
UCF Memphis game we talked about earlier. Memphis got out to a big lead. UCF did what it needed to do in the second half, except not score one more touchdown when they could have.
No,
bastards. But they're 6-0. That's a good football team. I don't see them losing, because that's about as bad as they could play for the first half, and it was raining and all the other stuff was going wrong. Michigan beats Wisconsin 38-13, easy cover for Michigan, which was one of the ones I had in our weekly game.
Yeah, my play of the week.
Florida beats Vanderbilt 37-27. Oh, now Florida 6-1.
Yeah,
the Kentucky game. That's it.
That's gonna haunt them. But I mean, they're still in the SEC East. I still think Georgia beats them, and even if they don't, Alabama kicks their heads in. They're bad offensively, and really they shouldn't have covered that game. They covered like to spite. They went down. They could have just taken a knee, and instead they kicked a field goal.
I like that. I'm for that when I'm rooting for a team. Miami loses to Virginia. Goodbye, Miami. That's really weird because Rozier had a bad game, but
yeah, I had Virginia plus points. I didn't know they'd win outright, though.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, that's another one. I didn't think Virginia would win outright. Damn sure didn't think Tennessee would win outright against Auburn.
I didn't either. But Auburn sucks.
Yeah, that's.
Which, by the way, we could see Washington go the way of Auburn now.
Yeah,
right, now that they've lost two and they're out of it.
Who do they play? They've got they're like big favorites against somebody else this week.
Colorado.
Yeah, like really. Because Colorado did lose at USC, but we've talked about this a lot. USC at home is a much different animal.
Yeah.
And JT Daniels.
And we also saw, I mean, Colorado had like the 123rd ranked schedule coming into the game.
So 31-20 on that one. And finally, at least as far as top 25 goes, Aggie 26, South Carolina 23. I think they were up 16-0. It looked like this game was going to be easy for them, and then they let them back in it. But hey, it's another win for the Aggies, and sitting at 5-2,
and a cover for the Aggies,
and a cover.
Which I wanted to bet them, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
I just don't trust them. I thought they would win, but yeah, it's just hard to. It's hard for me to trust Kellen Mond that much, even though he continues to play pretty well for him. But they're sitting at 5-2. We still have LSU left, but you know their schedule doesn't look as daunting now as it did maybe before the season when we were talking about maybe 6 or 7 wins.
Well, yeah. I mean, this Mississippi State game is going to be a good game.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's on the road, but it's winnable. And yeah. I wouldn't have said that a month ago.
They'll be coming off a bye, and Mississippi State has somebody tough. Mississippi State has LSU this week. But yeah, the Auburn game looks like a win now. LSU's always tough for A&M.
Yeah.
It's going to be a better season than I projected for A&M. They'll have, sure.
I think Ole Miss is a win.
For sure.
And I think UAB's a win. So they're going to have two more wins for sure. So that's seven.
UAB might be tougher than Ole Miss or Auburn.
Yeah. It's at UAB. I mean, I'll actually.
No, it's at Aggie.
Is it?
Yeah. But UAB's, they're 5-1 now.
Now, this obviously has no. It has it. It's just wrong. It has A&M at UAB on the schedule, but regardless, A&M's going to win.
Yeah, UAB only beat Rice 42-0.
Yeah, oof. I would probably take UAB to cover against A&M because they'll probably get a big number.
They probably will.
By the way, you can just fade Rice every game.
They're so bad,
and they're getting worse. So yeah, if you look at it, if they can split Mississippi State, Auburn, beat Mississippi, and beat UAB. They're sitting on eight wins, and then they'd have LSU, which I don't think they'll win, but I think eight wins you would take in his first year.
No doubt. And
I don't think nine's out of reach if they can win. I think they can win both of those games. I just don't know if they will. But I think you'd be okay with nine wins, and especially, you wouldn't have a win over Alabama.
No, but.
Or Clemson. But that's it. That's the teams who beat you.
Well, and probably LSU.
Yeah. Although, man, it's so hard. It's so hard to know what LSU.
I'm saying historically, they own Aggie, so it's hard to expect them to not do the same. But yeah, if you get nine wins, that's your first nine win season since John Football.
It's pretty good.
You take that,
yeah. And somebody pointed out Aggie was Alabama's closest game at 22 points.
Yeah, Fred, how dare you?
No, of course I knew Aggie would bring that up. Yep, you were the best loser against Alabama. Congratulations. All right.
All right, let me tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a ton of different energy providers out there, and they've all got a different spiel, a different offer that they're trying to throw at you. How about, we'll give you free weekends, or we'll give you free days, or cash bonus. And that stuff sounds good at the time, but then you fall for it, and then months later you find out you're paying a higher rate, or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. What the heck is that? You don't get that with Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees or charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
It's okay, okay. They won't understand us anyway. No, you and I are on a different wave. So
this is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, I'm all the time getting asked, hey, man, where do you bet online? And I always give the same answer, mybookie.ag. That's where I've been for a couple of years now, and I really don't use any other websites because they have everything I could possibly want there. And it really doesn't matter what you want to bet on. You want to get on the NFL action tonight? Got you covered. You want to bet hockey? You want to bet baseball? You want to bet college football? You want to bet horses? Doesn't matter. They've got it all covered there. They've got every possible bet. That's where I did all my damage this weekend. And the cool thing is, if you win on my bookie, you're going to get paid. And that's the main thing. A lot of these sites are just, you win and it's such a problem to get your money out. That's not the case with my bookie. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business forever. And that's why they're the only website that I use now to make my plays. Real simple. Just go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google my bookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
Hell yeah, Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis, I saw him out there warming up. The greatest soccer mind of our time. He is the soccer songbird of our time. How's that? Hey, guys, another reminder. Get in on the pub crawl. It's this Saturday. It's going to be fun. It's the first one. And you know what? If you want us to do more, come out to this one. First annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's brought to you by Thrive Plus. It's going to be huge. You're going to rep your Houston sports teams, or in my case, you'll be repping your Maple Leafs, while getting your drink on at 10 special hosting venues downtown. Tickets come with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt, which is really cool. Pub crawl, wristband, cup, koozie, Thrive Plus samples, so you can get your drink on and feel 50% better at least the next day. And drinks for just $3. So if the Astros game's on, you'll be able to hang around the bars and watch the game while you're bouncing around. That's perfect. Get your tickets now, man. They're going up in price pretty much every day. So get them today. Don't mess around. General and VIP tickets available at htxpubcrawls.com.
All right.
Let's do the dumbass report.
Let's do the dumbass report. I'm gonna read you the story.
Okay.
And you ask me if you believe her.
Okay.
A Lakeland woman has been arrested for murder, but she says she accidentally stabbed her husband. The stabbing of death occurred on June 25th, but a medical examiner's report recently ruled the death of 40-year-old Bryant Fidanian as murder. Polk County detective said the wife and suspect, 38-year-old Rachel Fidanian, gave several inconsistent statements about the events leading up to the stabbing. According to the affidavit, she gave two different explanations. During the 911 call, she said she was holding her dog while doing dishes, then ran toward her husband, slipped, and a knife entered his shoulder area.
That sounds believable.
Later in the call, detective said she explained holding her dog while slicing pizza, went to talk to her husband, tripped, and accidentally stabbed him.
Believable.
While Polk County Fire Rescue officials were providing medical care, detective said Rachel explained she was slicing a pizza she just cooked and noticed her dog defecated on herself. She went to clean the feces with the knife still in her hand, but tripped on the poop and fell onto the victim, stabbing him. Do you believe any of those stories?
Can I see her picture? Is there a picture of her? I've seen her face. Now I'm a believer.
You believe her?
No, huh? God, no.
No way. She looks methy to me,
first of all. She looks a little mannish, too.
Yeah.
Mannish and methy, not a good combo.
Well, detective said she woke up around 8 a.m. to cook a frozen pizza for herself and her husband. He was sleeping on the couch, and she ate half the pizza. Later, she said she used a fillet knife to start slicing the other half of the pizza for the victim when she heard the dog whimpering outside. She said she observed orange feces covering the dog, so she picked the dog up, brought him inside. The dog began urinating and defecating on itself in the living room, so she asked the victim for help, but she tripped on the rug, fell forward, and ended up stabbing the victim. That's the fourth one. So she made a lot of excuses, but none of them made sense, said the sheriff. Our detectives did a thorough investigation. In the end, they determined this was an intentional act of domestic violence. Not a laughing matter, by the way.
Oh, a little bit. And anytime meth's involved, or methy mannish looking women who stab people, and dog defecation and pizza are involved, yeah, it's a little funny.
So let's go to Europe, where a 15-year-old boy was on a field trip, and he spiked his buddy's drink, another 15-year-old. They were going to learn about the Cold War and the Holocaust.
Okay, that's
fun things to learn about.
Yeah, a little heavy, but okay.
He spiked his drink with Viagra.
Ugh.
He's been suspended for 2 days.
Why?
But apparently, the boy that had it spiked was humiliated. He said news spread to another school, and the boy's father thinks that the guy who spiked the drink should be serving hard time.
Oh, I bet it was a stiff drink.
Oh, oh boy.
I better bone up on that story.
Okay, we'll work on that. Hey, let me ask you this. When let's say you ask your neighbor for a beer and he says no. What's your move?
Well, it's a hard one for me because my neighbors would not say no. It's like, here you go. Yeah, whatever right. you want.
Well,
I would just say, okay, I'll go get my own.
Kaisha Sherelle Willis, she asked her neighbor for a beer. He said no. This is in North Carolina. And Kaisha was holding her one-year-old child. And so because she the neighbor refused her a beer, she threw her child to the ground and then assaulted the neighbor.
Wow.
So she threw her baby and then punched the neighbor. Not wise. The child did not have any type of lasting injuries. Willis was jailed under a secured bond of $5,000. And we're out of time, John?
Yes.
Oh, I'll just read you the headline. Nude intoxicated sailor accused of assaulting officer at Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
Yeah, that was one of the potential gems of the day today.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe be a little less sportsy tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Depends on what's happening. Great job, John Lee, when you got here. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That's okay today. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.